Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Poppy's Dilemma is the romance novel I've been reading from the past week. Picked it up from the Berry Library. Really just trying to get a feel of what was popular. What are people reading? And a lot of people are reading, apparently, Aussie romance fiction set on the farm.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. We've talked a bit about what Poppy's Dilemma could actually be. I'm 142 pages in and still haven't come across it yet.
No word on if she's a giant and just wants to be where everyone else is?
I'm pretty safe to say she's not a giant. She seems regular sized. Is there anything I can tell you about this book? Because I do want to get to what's happened in chapter 15. I think it's unbelievable.
Now, I know she's moved to the country. What was the catalyst for that?
Her boss is being a bit of a pest and her grandma died about 6 months ago. She's never been able to face it, never really done the cleanup and all of that. So get away from the boss and go to the country, look after her nana's estate.
And is the idea essentially that she has no idea what she's doing, but she's trying to run the entire estate on her own?
No, it's packing boxes.
Right, okay, right.
It's small scale. Okay. But she is catching feelings. The romance comes into a man named Jim Nash, who is her neighbour.
We talked about him before. He helped her cook a steak or something, right?
There's a bit of that. So the sort of meet cute, you've got to have that in a romance story, the sort of awkward sparks fly meeting. She was just resting on her first night, getting into her duckling PJs. Then there's a knock at the door. It's a few ladies from the Country Women's Association, which is a aspect of this novel that has been very positively reviewed online. People love to see the CWA get a name check in a romance novel. Two ladies from that and Jim Nash came to drop her some stuff, and she's in her duckling pajamas. Oh no, so embarrassing.
How awkward. Was there scones?
There were some scones and some cream. Good. You're correct in saying about the steak. That was an early complication that she bought a big juicy steak from the butcher, and all the men, the butcher and Jim Nash, kept like, oh, are you sure you know how to cook that? Do you need any help? Which, you know, she rolls her eyes because she's a strong, independent feminist from big city Sydney.
Yeah.
She's a forensic accountant. She can handle a little bit of steak. Of course she couldn't, and Jim had to invite her over to cook it up in the barbecue. And you need lots of little episodes like that to keep Jim and Poppy in touch with each other, to ramp up the tension and cause some sparks.
Yeah.
This is what happens in chapter 15. Poppy has decided to rest and relax a little bit in the backyard, goes to her nana's shed and finds an old banana lounge.
Ooh.
And she thinks, looks a little old. I don't know if it's going to support my weight, but we'll do it gently. We'll ease myself into it. It should be okay. Half a page later, the chair is broken and she's stuck.
Oh, no.
She's trapped in a chair and Jim Nash has to come out and rescue her and tend to her wounds as it was. A bit of plastic has punctured a bit of her hip.
Wow. If I was Jim Nash, I wouldn't be interested. If you get yourself stuck in a chair, that's a you problem.
That's the complication. Like, right, 130 pages in, I think we're ready for this. Let's trap her in a chair, send her to the emergency room, and she can faint a bunch of times because she doesn't like tetanus shots and blood and needles and all of that.
God, we're not even halfway through this. I can't wait to hear more, Bob.
The good news is, Brooke, Jim Nash pulled through.
Of course he did. Yeah. Jim Nash is the OG. He's the one this book should be written about.
I think they might get together by the end of it.
You reckon?
Maybe.
That's your prediction? No, maybe not. I think she's still a giant.